Do you see yourself as a leader, Jonathan?
No. I'm saying that deliberately to be controversial. It might mean that this podcast ends in the next 30 seconds.
I can assure you it won't.
But you advise me rightly, I think, to speak from the heart, and I am. And if I've not seen myself as a leader so far, even though I know my partner and my friends and my family would possibly point to one or two examples where I have been a leader of sorts, if I say no now, it's because I want to speak to something deeper, which is I have often seen myself as somebody who works behind the scenes. It's not great language from a writer. It's a bit of a cliche, but people understand what it means. I've often been happy to be the one writing the words, but not necessarily the one presenting them to the outside world, to the audience. I think also I grew up with a sense that I was an introvert, and I think I still am an introvert. I'm somebody who's very happy to be in a crowd, very happy to be at a party, very happy to be in a big meeting of people, but who can sometimes become silent in those situations and finds it difficult to interrupt and win my own space within that group. So if I say no to the question now, that's, I think I'm speaking to a sense that I've had throughout most of my life, and where also perhaps my sense of ambition is more internal, that we can strive to do great things. We can strive to be the best of ourselves. We can strive to be creative. We can strive to join the teams and the communities and the causes that we believe in without necessarily leading those moments, those movements. So I don't say it with any sense of modesty, but simply, I hope, out of a truthfulness about who I am and how I've lived my life. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. My follow-up, though, is could it be, because you were very quick with the no, I must say, could it be a no not now, or could it be a no, I haven't found what I want to lead just now? Could it be no, not ever?
I think what I can say for sure is that I do feel that I have things to say. The book that I'm writing is perhaps the most visible example of that at the moment. But I know that in the politics that you and I have talked about and the big challenges facing Europe at the moment, yeah, I have a very strong desire to be part of the battle. And it is a battle. I think that's the right word. I think the battle to defend our democracies over the next decade and beyond. I want to be part of that. And I do feel that I have things to say. I think, coming back to your question, there's one more thing I would say about the question of leadership and whether I see myself as a leader. I think I grew up in a period, if I look back to the 80s, when I was a teenager, I think there were a lot of very stereotypical, cliched images of leadership. They were often very, very macho images of leadership in any part of life, not just in the economy or politics, but across many parts of social and cultural life. And I think I rejected that because I knew from a very early age that I was just not a macho man in any way. And that's not going to change. So I think that's part of the reason why certainly in the earlier years of my life, I think I rejected what seemed to be the prevailing view of what leadership was for men, certainly. I think that sounds very outdated now. If I look at our Western society now, whether in Europe or North America, that feels very outdated because I can look across wide swathes of our economic, political, cultural, social life in Europe and North America, where I think, thankfully, women are very present and increasingly present in roles of leadership, which is not just good, but fundamentally necessary. And that's another conversation that we may come back to. So again, if I'm saying no to the leadership question, it's I think I'm looking backwards here to my path so far and perhaps looking for the reasons why at different moments I rejected the obvious forms of leadership. I've always been deeply passionate about politics, but never saw myself as an elected politician, for example. And I don't think that's going to change. But let me hang on to this, because I do feel very strongly about this. I do feel I have things to say, and I want to say them. And sometimes you have to fight your way to the front of a crowd to say them.